Why is it that our BTS is always somebody taking
Sugoi, 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 Sugoi.
Because men pee, like, all the time.
He don't know.
No.
He don't know any Japanese.
Y'all always gotta fucking pee. Or is it y'all always pooping?
Wow.
Men always have to poop. Pooping.
What the fuck? What are y'all talking about?
Men always have to poop.
You need a fucking bathroom. We're recording. You know the cameras have problems.
Men aren't always pooping. They're getting away from you. That's what they're doing. Surprise! Sorry about the secret. They're in the bathroom that long because they're in their element and they're away from you guys. I'm sorry. That's what we do.
Smokey back here taking a shit.
There's no shit comes out at all.
Smokey back here taking a shit, everyone, just so y'all know.
Taking a shit and just sitting in there checking their phone and that's it. It ain't got nothing to do with no other chicken. Then I watch a whole goddamn episode of Grey's Anatomy.
Nice.
And that bitch.
Away from the kids, away from the wife, away from life. You feel me? That's what that's for. Sorry, I burst your bubble. You're going to argue with him when you get home about that because that's what he's doing.
He's in there with his computer, plotting his future plans.
He has his own office and everything.
Oh,
he
damn.
Need
but you know what? But you know what he do need?
Yakiniku boards! Hot!
It's hot! You understand? Hot! You feel me?
He needs to sit on the toilet sometimes and close that door because it needs to be more closed in. That's where his best ideas came from.
Oh, man.
That's where his best ideas. Hey, we back?
Yes.
We're talking
baby.
About sitting in the goddamn toilet. Let me intro the shit real quick. Hey, yo, this is YBZ, the podcast. This your boy, Jay. I got Flash on the couch. I got Michelle in the boom, boom room. And I got Sandy Beaches. She over there drinking a glass of water, cup of water, thing of water. Okay, whatever. No, I'm not doing that. First of all, why do y'all hate men so goddamn much? Let's talk about that first. Why do y'all hate men so motherfucking much?
Because
everything I see up here got something to do with it. If it's something on the other end of that that's negative about men. Men ain't shit. Dominican men are toxic. Like, what the fuck is up with y'all, man?
No.
Everything on that motherfucker. Look at this list. So, okay. So, P Gang, y'all, we done got more organized up here. We do got a whiteboard. We had a meeting about 15 minutes. We had motherfuckers going out getting snacks and shit and all. Me and Michelle, Sandy, the whole crew sitting up here talking.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having a discussion about what the goals on the board. First motherfucker thing out their mouth. Fuck them all. Let's talk about how men ain't shit.
But
God damn it.
But dick and disappointment.
Let's talk about how men ain't shit. Flash.
Huh?
Flash, am I lying?
Yeah, no, you're not lying, bro.
Okay.
That's crazy.
So the first question for the second half is, why the fuck y'all hate us so goddamn much? Ooh. What the fuck did I do to you, goddammit? I was just chilling. Matter of fact, I asked you, hey, you look like you want a pod, goddammit. That's what I said to you. And now you can't turn around and went, hey, I hate all you motherfuckers. I want you all to goddamn die. Why?
You took it way too personal.
I'm not taking it personal. I'm not taking it personal because I know self-defense and I know how to run for my life, goddammit. And that's what I'm going to do when I'm going to get away from your ass. Shit. You. Why? Sandy, why you? I know why you know, but you tell me why you hate. You give me another reason
details.
Other than the reasons I know you know why you hate the world. Men. Yeah.
Men.
And then you go tell me why Dominican men are toxic, and then we're going to talk about why I hate Black Panther. God damn it. Go ahead.
All right, we're going to get into that. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we're going to get into that. So go ahead. No, hurry up. Hiya, cool. I don't want don't.
Men are interesting. They're
why are we dirty?
You're
what the
simple.
Fuck did I do?
You're too fucking simple.
Okay. All right, you're done. All right, so next, because you're about because you getting, I seen
Yo.
Your face getting rammed on there. You're done. Hey, turn our mic off.
Her face got red as
your face got red in the motherfucker, and y'all know
why
how
you
white
about
women
my girl
get.
Like that, first of all.
Huh?
It ain't her fault that men ain't shit. Men
no,
just
and
are
you,
not
and
shit.
And you're right. I'm not. It's not. It's not her fault that men ain't shit. But she will not beat up any man verbally on this goddamn podcast.
Oh,
goddamn
yeah.
It. I'm sitting here now. Yeah. Why the fuck? I didn't do nothing, goddamn it. I got to defend all men. For this, you know what I'm saying? So let's
I
move on.
I didn't say all men ain't shit. I mean,
no,
they're not.
No, we're gonna get
still.
To you. So, you, Michelle is right. Michelle did not say all men. You know what Michelle said? She
said
just said
race.
Dominican.
A race.
She narrowed it down to a whole spectrum of men. This is one group, a pocket of y'all ain't shit to her. Why?
All right, so men from all races are ain't shit.
No. That is not. Let's talk about these toxic ass Dominican men, the pockets.
Oh, you want to talk about it? All right, let's talk about it. So sit down. Class is in session, y'all.
Well, no. I don't want
to. From your favorite Dominicana in Okinawa, right here.
Get to the point. You get to the point. Get to why. Give me one good reason.
Why Dominican men ain't shit?
Yes, give me one. Give me one that everybody would know.
Oh. If you're Dominican, you already know. Okay. We all have that one auntie or that one family friend who married a man who she know that he only want her for her visa to live in New York. And they living in the hood right now.
Isn't that all Mexicans, though?
Wait a minute. We're not going to start the Hispanic Wars or anything like that. Go ahead. So you saying Dominican. Say it one more time.
So Dominican men. Or men from different parts of the world.
Huh?
Wait, what? We talking about men from the Dominican Republic. That's what I meant.
Yeah, Dominican Republic.
So I'm Dominican.
All right.
So I can say this.
Right.
Oh, shit. With my own two eyes.
Michelle, stop. Stop. You. Black Panther, 1 and 2. Suck the ass.
You did not just shut down my whole
Yes, I did, because you were studying your words. I thought you was drunk as hell. I'm like, what the fuck?
Come on, man.
Don't do that. Don't act like that. Everybody heard it. Everybody heard it. Everybody tried to play it off. 100%. We're not going to be nice to Michelle. This is 2 episodes with Michelle. We all know Michelle. We love Michelle. Michelle went, and I swear, I got to stop Michelle because I didn't want her to keep going because I didn't know what she was finna say. We're going to come back, Michelle. I ain't going to cut you off. Yes, you did.
Don't look at me.
No. Speak the fuck up. Speak up. She was.
Yeah.
And then Black Panther song. I'm coming back. I ain't going. Black Panther sucks ass. I'm getting back to you, Michelle. I ain't cut you off.
Black Panther sucks ass. You suck.
Don't ever disrespect Black Panther.
That is the culture, bro. That is the culture, bro.
AP game.
Black Panther is the culture.
Yeah. And that's why I said what I said.
And you know what make them go crazy? My bad. Go ahead. I want to hear the buffoonery.
Speak.
Black Panther, mm-hmm. I wouldn't say renovated, but they was the leeway for African American, you know what I'm saying, being the main like protagonist in the show or the movie. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So you say you hate Black Panther.
Okay. No. This is why I hate Black Panther. You know why I hate Black Panther? I love every actor that portrayed that was on Black Panther. Okay. Why I hate Black Panther is because all the black people went and championed Black Panther and turned around and was like, but Disney's owned by white folks. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Disney owned by white folks. Disney owned by white folks. We was out here champion, running in the streets, in dashikis and all this other shit, but ain't nobody say shit about the white folks that was all the money they were collecting. You know what I'm saying? Did nobody say nothing about that. Now, was it a triumph for black people? Hell yeah. But we done had other triumphs before.
Before that, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But every time we get a triumph, we act like we forgot about that old triumph. It's the new triumph. Black Panther's the best thing I've ever seen since when, goddammit?
So tell me this.
Go ahead.
So I'm assuming you're a fan of Marvel, right? Or just the movies in general?
Fuck Marvel. Marvel did exactly what the fuck I knew they were going to do. Run out of fucking steam.
No.
Go ahead. No,
I'm not saying about just about Panther. I'm saying Marvel movies in general.
Okay, go ahead.
Right, so you like them?
Yeah, some of them.
But you don't like Black Panther? It has more black actors.
You know what? Let me tell you something. Oh, you worrying about black actors?
I'm saying
right.
In general.
The black actors got paid and they left. Right? Yeah. Guess who got the bulk of all that fucking money? The white man at Disney, motherfucker, who said, "You know what? I made such a good goddamn movie. I'm finna make one about a goddamn Mexican, and all the Mexicans gonna come to this motherfucker. You feel me? And I'm gonna get all the Mexican goddamn money, and all the Mexicans gonna come, and I'm getting all the Mexican money, and they're gonna be the Mexican Black Panther and the Black Panther. But all of the white people getting paid. But ain't nobody say shit about that. And if I say some shit about that, huh?
I like that.
You like that? I know. I like that too.
However,
I
got another one.
Hold on. Give me one.
Go ahead.
Hurry up, because I got
to get to this. No. P-Game. All I heard was you a sellout. You a fucking sellout. But ain't nobody saying nothing about giving the white man that money just to go see Black Panther. You feel me? Nobody said nothing. I don't want to hear it. Now, Marvel can't get a dime of your money because they're making bullshit-ass movies. What's it like? The Marvels? Do you know the plot of the Marvels, Michelle? Exactly. So, you know what I'm saying? Do you know what was the Ant-Man? Ant-Man and Quantum and Jonathan Majors. First of all, Jonathan Majors, if you beat that girl, you need to be ashamed of yourself. If you ain't beat that girl, you better make a goddamn good ass movie and get back on the goddamn TV screen. What the fuck is wrong with you, Jonathan? Get the fuck back on the TV screen. What, I don't know. Is he innocent? Is he guilty? What is he?
Oh, fuck no.
Anyway,
guilty.
Fuck.
All right.
I don't know who that is, but guilty.
Fuck Jonathan Majors. You know what Jonathan Majors is? Jonathan, oh my god.
You watch
Jonathan Majors, the dude.
He played Kane.
Kane the Conqueror.
Okay, anyway. There you go.
Back to the white man getting the money, right?
White man getting the money from Denny.
How many movies that Paramount produced, right?
Hold on, let me hear what the Sony butcher say produced, before I hear it. Go ahead.
They had black actors, right?
Black actors.
Sold out movie theaters.
It's the same
concept.
Same concept.
But you don't like Black Panther, but you like some of the other movies, though.
No.
It's the same
concept. Okay, check it out. Black Panther, for one, Black Panther as a movie was not a good movie, period. Let's just get that out the way. Shut up. Hold on, because you asked and I'm finna tell you. So let me get my bullet points out the way. One, Black Panther was not a good movie. If you're lying to yourself as a black person saying that Black Panther was a good fucking movie, stop lying to yourself. That's like saying, I quit smoking, but you around the corner smoking a goddamn cigarette. That's what you doing, you know what I'm saying? That's one. Two, the people that carried the movie, big up to them, because there's people that carried the movie. God rest his soul, Chadwick Boseman. Yeah. He carried that motherfucking movie. Goddamn Michael B. Jordan, he carried that motherfucking movie. Angela Bassett, she carried both fucking movies. Both movies, the first one and the second one. Don't get it twisted. Shit. We love us some Angela Bassett, you feel me? Big up to her. Shout out to her. God damn it, she made me cry with that speech. Right? But I did not pay my money. I didn't pay for shit because I got it on Disney. Plus, I did pay money.
You got
I
on Tubi TV.
Yeah, dude. No. But I did not pay to see Namor, the fucking Mexican mariner, jump out the goddamn water. Namor the mariner could have been anybody. Yeah. Namor the mariner could have been Asian. Namor the mariner could have been white. Namor the mariner could have been, been anything with point. I could have got pointed in to play Namor, goddammit.
Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
Hey, calm down. All right. Let me redirect you real quick, because you was on the path. You needed to.
Me about the Dominican man, and this one okay. Fucking whole ass rant.
Yeah. Let's Michelle.
Can I get that Dominican man?
I get that.
Okay.
I understand why you're upset. However, let's talk about Michelle. The same idea.
Same idea. Go ahead.
When they did Shazam and Black Adam.
Mm. What about Shazam and Black Adam? What about them? That was a trash movie too. I didn't say that was good.
100%.
It was trash.
That's the same idea, right?
And I hate to say it because I love that motherfucker. You ready? I gotta say it. Black Adam. Black Adam. Hold on. Let me say this real quick before y'all let you talk, please. And don't get mad. Don't, because I know I think you looking at me like, oh shit. Check it out. P Game. Hey yo, shame on The Rock for breaking up DC like that. God damn it! Why'd you do that shit?
Hey, we taking shots at everybody in the movie industry.
God damn it, Dwayne. Why'd you break up DC like that? I know. I love that motherfucker like a motherfucker, but why did you break up the DC universe like that? God damn it. That one movie destroyed. No, you know what? I ain't going to take it back. A whole bunch of movies destroyed it. But he made that movie. First thing, that little kid in that movie, I got to say something real quick. That little kid in that movie, why the fuck was his little ass running around? I did not want to see his little ass running around in that goddamn movie. Black Adam was trash. I want to see Black Adam kill shit.
On God. Oh God.
And that's it. That little boy, I don't give a fuck about his quest or that lady's quest. I want to see Black Adam do Black Adam shit.
Hey, Jay.
Let's go on.
Hey, Jay.
What you saying about Dominican men? Go ahead.
Anyway.
Dominican men.
I said what I said about Dominican men.
No. I want to hear it again.
Okay. Everybody has a tía, which means an auntie.
An auntie.
Like, everybody knows someone that the man only married her for a visa and for money. And he didn't realize that once he got to America, that shit's hard.
Okay, see, I've heard of that. Keep going.
And they're living in New York, you know, in the hood.
Now you're getting personal. With roaches. You said, and they are living in New York. Hold on, wait a minute.
No, because a lot of Dominican people want to come to New York.
I know a lot of people, but you made it sound personal. You say,
is it true Dominicans where they have a certain way? Is how you know they're Dominican or not? Or is it Puerto Rican?
Hey, yo, what the fuck?
New York. You see that? Like, it's a video that's saying, like, you'll know what a certain person is the way they wear their hat, like on the brim. So if they fold their brim, they like Puerto Rican or something.
Okay, I have literally no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
You lost me too. Yeah, you lost me too. You ain't defending.
I'm Dominican from New York, and I have no idea what the fuck
you're
talking about.
You can't defend your Hispanic or the damn Black Panther. You losing right now. Yeah, you losing right now.
Yeah, you're done. You're done.
She talking about Dominicans. You ain't saying shit about what I just said.
Goddamn. Fuck you, man.
No, go ahead now. So yeah, they got motherfuckers that's trying to get a visa and they live in New York and Dominican. This got to be another reason, because that's all type of men. Yeah, so that's got to be another reason. It's got to be something specific to Dominican men that make them ain't shit.
I don't know why y'all trying to stand up for them so bad.
I don't know. I'm trying to know. We're trying to figure out what you're talking about.
My own Dominican father was like, don't marry a Dominican man.
I'm just trying to figure out why my board over here is flamed up with men hate. That's all I want to know. That's it. Strip clubs. Oh, shit. That's what's missing in Okinawa.
What's missing in Okinawa, baby?
What's missing in Okinawa?
Dominican food and a strip club. Preferably all under the same roof. Thank you.
What's some kind of Dominican food, though?
For real.
La frituras. Like, anyone who's Hispanic knows
what
frituras are.
Okay, Michelle. What if that Dominican food's made by Dominican men?
What if that Dominican food...
Wait, hold on.
Before you answer that, what if that Dominican food is made by a Japanese man?
I gotta taste it.
For real?
No, I'm not gonna stop anybody. I'm not gonna be like, get him out the kitchen.
I feel you.
If you could fuck it up. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Japanese food, Japanese people, they be cooking Caribbean food and shit.
They be cooking Caribbean food, they be cooking Mexican. But the thing is that it's very rare that it felt authentic. You know what I mean? It feels like watered down or whatever. Not to come at anybody, but you know.
Imagine
the vision. Like, we could call it wings and tits or something. I don't know.
Now you back on the strip club. I'll get to that other thing later. Go back to the strip club.
Dominican food.
Yeah, now what are we talking about? The Dominican strip club? Keep going.
I mean, I'm not saying Dominican strip clubs are like that. I'm just saying, but imagine the vision. Imagine you're out here in Okinawa. Eating some chicharrones. You're drinking some beer. Uh-huh. You got some titties in your face.
Hold on. My bad. I'm going to cut you off. Go ahead. Where is this fucking strip club?
Right.
It needs to be a nice strip club. I don't know where the fuck is that. And Oki here in Oki.
No. Where in Oki now is this strip club at? Where's your strip club at in Okinawa?
The go-to.
Yeah. That you were just describing to us. You said the Dominican strip club.
If I were to make this business?
If you were to make this business, where's your strip club at?
You got to tell me. The Butcher. You tell me. What's your location?
Okay, so Butcher, she's just hired you as a business manager. Where are we making Michelle's Dominican strip club at?
Foot traffic.
The what?
Foot traffic.
What place is this?
It's at the Red Lobster. We're taking
it. We're taking the Red Lobster.
Fuck Red Lobster.
Hey, we just burned down the Jenna Biscuits. It's over. You know, we're tearing that bitch down. And that's a good ass location too. Yeah. That's a good ass location. The Cheddar Biscuits is done. I only ate that bitch one time.
I see the reviews.
Jig is up, Red Lobster.
I see the reviews. Y'all be leaving on that Red Lobster, so I know that y'all not gonna miss that shit.
Would that be Dominican strippers though?
Well, you know why though.
Ooh, good question.
Hold on. Pause that thought.
Go ahead.
You know why though? You got Fogo Gym right there.
True. They working out over there. Her strippers working out over there.
BBL. Yeah. Foot traffic.
Traffic, yeah.
Big lights as you walk down there. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Not taking applications for the entrepreneurial business manager right now?
Wait a minute. We gotta go. How much is we gotta get Red Lobster out of there first.
Yeah, fuck Red Lobster. I know the reviews.
I don't know, man. Is that what I heard?
The reviews under that Red Lobster are complete ass. So I know y'all not gonna make that.
Only ate there once, man.
You can't keep the cheddar biscuits on the menu for you.
You can buy cheddar biscuits in the goddamn commissary, in the frozen section.
Correct? All
right, baby. Yeah, fuck Red Lobster.
So, Ayo, we got to get Red Lobster the fuck out of here, says the Butcher. Down with the Red Lobster. Because what's the name of the place?
I haven't thought of it. Wings and Tits for now.
Wings and Tits is on the goddamn way. Ayo, I am pioneering this goddamn shit.
Chicharrones.
We got chicharrones, chicken wings, mole, all that shit, and chicken wings, and what else now?
They got the tamale and the pink taco for no reason.
We gotta answer this question real quick before we move on to the next subject. Are the strippers Dominican?
Right.
Okay, y'all asking for way too much.
Oh my god! Hey, Butcher, we gotta go. Give it to the business partner.
Yeah, they gotta be. If you make in a place that has
all Latinas are welcome.
Okay. I can work with that. I can work with that.
What if they fly a fighter jet?
If they speak Spanish, they welcome. I know they speak Portuguese, but what about Brazilian?
Would you turn down a Japanese person? And if she's Japanese, what would be her qualifications to work at
That's the thing, though. I'm Asian Latina, so I can't even say
I meant to ask you that. Is there some Asian?
Yeah, I don't know what.
Yeah, I'm Chinese Dominican.
Okay, that's what's up. So now bring it back, because now you're going to kill like a whole side of your race if you don't answer this the right way. Are you turning down any Japanese people if they come to tits and chicken saying, I want to do it?
Huh? What? Wings and tits.
I just renamed it. That's the West one. That's the one in the West. Yeah, that's the one in the West. She got to change. Yeah. Go ahead. No, but the one over here in Mihama, the one you just killed, Red Lobster. You know what I'm saying?
Just go down the building.
Right? right? If motherfucking Mika pull up thick as hell. No, I take it back. If motherfucking Mika pull up looking like plain Jane Japanese girl, but she can twerk and do her thing right, yeah. Is you turning her away from, what's the name of the spot?
Wings and Tits.
Wings and Tits, goddammit.
I mean.
Well, we know where you getting lost at.
I mean, like, you could get, you know what? Let me see the politically correct answer.
Oh, my God.
So she can work there, I guess.
She can work there. Is she serving drinks or is she getting on, the main pole?
I mean, everybody has their taste, so maybe there's guys there that do want to come to Wings.
What if she gets on the main?
She's in civilian clothes.
She's in a Dickie jeans.
she undercover.
You know what? This is no longer my project. Someone take over this project and give us Dominican Wings and Tits, please.
I was finna say, what if she went up for audition tape, had some kind of... Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hey,
I'm done.
Hey, I think it's about time. My top five yet?
You got top five?
Oh, shit.
I think you wanted it, right?
You got time to say
so this is...
Oh, you finna go?
I'll be here as long as I can. Okay.
All right, go ahead. Okay. Go ahead. What's the top
so
five?
So this top five, don't you laugh. You can't laugh. All
right. Okay. Give us the top five.
Can't laugh.
Hurry the fuck up.
That's the job. Top five dad jokes. Yeah. And if you laugh, you lose.
No shades.
You laugh, you lose.
No shades.
No. Put the shades on. Nah, put the shades on for the dad joke.
Yeah, put the shades on. Right.
I'm trying. Are you ready? Number one.
Yeah, go ahead. Hurry the fuck up, bro. Nobody can read the joke on
where. Where do baby cats learn to swim?
Where?
The kiddie pool.
Hey, yo, man. Hey, how many... Make sure we got time after this.
There's five of them. There's five of them.
Go ahead.
There's four more. Ready?
Go ahead.
They're so horrible, they're good. Ready?
Go ahead.
Why does a bee have sticky hair? Because they use honeycombs. Nothing?
Okay,
nothing?
I'm going to ask you this before you keep going.
Oh, man.
You ready?
Yeah.
Are you trying for these motherfuckers to be terrible, bro?
Yeah, these shits are so
terrible as fuck, bro.
Bro, what the fuck are you doing? They're dad jokes. They're dad jokes for that
hold
reason.
Hold on. Now, he changed the pace directly. I just cussed out a whole movie franchise. Yeah, here we go, talk about Kitty Pool.
Right,
what the fuck is going on, bro? Keep going.
They're so horrible. What do you call a sick lemon?
What?
Lemon sour.
Lemonade.
You laugh, Sandy.
Sandy, why did you laugh? You encouraging this motherfucker, man. What the
see?
Fuck?
See?
Sandy. Oh, my God. Go get that wine.
All right, last one. Last one.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Knock, knock.
Yeah.
Who's knock, knock?
Who's there? Wait, no, wait. Don't answer, bitch.
Just leave.
Knock, knock. Come on, Flash. Come on, somebody play. Let's play. It's the last one. It's the last one. Knock, knock.
Who's there, bro?
A little old lady.
A little old lady. Ooh.
Who? Hey, you can yodel.
I've got to laugh. Say it again.
Hey, Pete Gay, man. I'm about to take this segment away from you.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
That was Butcher's top five.
Yeah,
I didn't even know he had a top five.
They were horrible.
Hey, he had a headache 5 minutes ago.
What's number one? This your top five. What's not the top five?
No, that's it's
the top five worst dad jokes.
Oh, worst dad jokes.
Yeah.
They were supposed to be bad.
Did you not just hear me say that?
Nah, these are awful.
That's exactly what they were supposed to be. And I did my job.
Butcher, what we look like on time?
Hey, I think we're at 23 minutes. So you got a little bit.
We got, what we got? 15? 10 minutes?
You got 23 minutes. You got 7 minutes.
Oh, shit.
Wow, you can't count.
No, I can't. Don't do that. Don't. Erase, bleep all that. And shit. What the fuck? I was going to, do you want to talk about the street series? You want to put that out there? Or you want to wait, or you just want to wait to spring off? But hey, y'all.
Hey, say goodbye to Michelle. Happy birthday, Michelle.
Happy birthday, Michelle.
She got plans.
Yeah.
Peek your head in real quick, Michelle.
Enjoy.
Peek your head in real quick. Peek in quick. Yeah. Miss camera.
Oh, shit. All right. Oh, I ain't know you were doing
that. She all dressed up to everything.
Nah. Hey. It's the reason why you brought up all that goddamn in the first half, goddamn it.
Yeah.
Then you know goddamn what.
She all dressed up.
Is everybody fucking goddamn? No, never mind. Not you. Not you. Not you. Yeah, you good? Happy birthday. Enjoy yourself, man. Hi. Why did I answer with Japanese?
I don't know. I've been over here. I don't know. You've been.
Yeah, man. I want to surprise him, man. I want to surprise about the industry shit.
Okay. Okay, what's the problem with the industry shit, man? We was kind of all over the place this episode, and I kind of like that shit.
I love it, bro.
I wanted to try this shit. Nice. I wanted to see what just natural come out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Michelle is good for that, making everybody have natural and funny reactions or whatever. Sandy, thank you very much.
You got anything, Sandy?
You got anything?
I'm good. Sure? I'm good. Having a great time.
You want to keep this board? You can piss on this motherfucker if you want to.
Clean it somehow.
Yeah, man. She gonna like my ass at work. You motherfucker. You son of a bitch. Anyway, Butcher, you straight? You got something you want to say?
No, we good.
We got time?
We good, man.
We got 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
You still want to get that shout out? This is the time.
YBZ?
To the chicken place.
Ooh.
This is the time.
Oh, do it. Nah, I'm
good. You sure? All right, any shout outs, Butcher?
Yeah, I didn't need to
do Chicken and Papa?
Chicken and Papa, yeah.
See? Oh, shit. Always. Yeah, Chicken and Papa. Yeah, my bad. Chicken and Papa. Fuck with y'all heavy, man. Gracias, man. Big shout out for you guys.
One at a time, bro. One at a time. Okay.
Hold on. Gotta rewind. Chicken and Papa's, the best.
Yeah.
The fucking bomb.
Yeah.
Popeye's on crack.
Yeah, for real.
Yes. Popeye's chicken sandwich. Spicy chicken sandwich on crack. It's good.
Popeye's in the state?
I guess we gotta check it out.
Yeah, we gonna have to check it out.
It's good.
Okay.
I don't know, man.
Now, hold up, hold tight. I'll let you know. All right, anybody else? Any shout outs? Any blah blah blahs? What's good? Shout out to the Justice League.
This Thursday.
Huh?
This Thursday.
What about?
I debut. My movie. This Thursday.
Oh, okay. So your movie come out.
Oh, your little cameo.
Wow. How many lines did you have, goddamn
it? Here we go again.
Not told us. We got 5 minutes, bro. I'm not getting into that. Goddamn. Right, yeah. Anywho. Ayo, this your boy Jay. I got the Butcher in the Boom Boom Room. I got Flash on the couch. Yo. I got Sandy sitting over there. My God. Ayo, we out of here, goddammit. Ayo, why do you do the podcast? Easy.